Hey, Betties. Welcome to the Better Podcast. It's your host, Dr. Stephanie. It is geeky magic time where I step away from the interviews and just talk to you. It's just going to be me and you today. And these episodes, I'm going to bring you personal insights, frequently asked questions, topic du jour in a more condensed, quick, and actionable way. I go hard on the geek, wrap it up with sprinkles and magic for you to do and be better. All right, Betties, welcome back to Geeky Magic and continuing our series into a deep dive into my book, The Betty Body, which has reached number one in over 20 health categories, was number eight in all books on Amazon last week. So super, super proud of the impact that it's making, of the Betties that it's reaching, and the Betties, the future Betties that are going to be transformed as a result of it. One of my goals this year is to make it my best year ever with my skin. And one of the ways that I'm doing that is with the Boncharge Red Light Neck and Chest Mask. Wrinkles, acne, scarring, skin roughness, loss of collagen and elastin happen in the face and in the neck and the décolletage area on our chest, where the skin is very thin and susceptible to skin damage. I think at this point, we're all pretty good about putting sunscreen on our face, but so many of us miss the neck and the chest area too. I use the Boncharge neck and chest mask daily for about 10 minutes in the morning while I'm checking emails. Their red and near infrared light waves together penetrate up to 5 to 10 centimeters below the skin surface. The red light reaches the skin's top layers, and the NIR light targets the deeper tissues without UV exposure. And that's going to help reduce the fine lines, wrinkles, and to help ramp up collagen and elastin production. So I want you to head over and have your best skin with me this year. Go to boncharge.com/better. That's BETTER. And use the discount code BETTER at checkout. And that's going to give you 15% off your entire cart. Transform your health and fitness with the Carol Bike, the smartest, most effective exercise backed by science. You can experience unparalleled results in just a minimum of 15 minutes per week, per week, thanks to AI personalized workouts tailored to your age and your fitness level. You will increase fat loss, train up your strength and your speed, and have better energy, something that every woman, including myself, absolutely covets. I always say that women are the original biohackers. If there's a way for us to feel better and look better, we are all over it. Carol Bike, in my opinion, is one of the best pieces of cardio equipment that you can invest in. Studies prove that Carol helps you achieve a 12% increase in cardio fitness, lowers the risk of type 2 diabetes by 62%, and reduces blood pressure by 5% in as little as 8 weeks. Begin your transformation with the Carol Bike today and enjoy $100 off using the promo code BETTER for our beautiful Better Podcast listeners. That's BETTER. All you have to do is visit carolbike.com.
So if you have been listening to this series, we have been talking about hormones. We have been talking about all those different permutations of hormones, whether it's high estrogen, low progesterone, high testosterone, low testosterone. We've talked about how morning routines are sexist. We've talked about evening routines, the importance of sleep, the importance of sex and orgasms. And at this point in the book, and this was very strategic on my part, we now at this point, chapter eight, start talking about nutrition. And there's a real reason why I didn't start off with nutrition, because, you know, as much as nutrition is important, we really do need to take into account that nutrition is going to affect everybody a little differently. And if you are someone who, for example, runs estrogen dominant, you are going to need a specific nutritional tailoring to your unique hormonal environment. The same is true if you are androgen dominant or you don't have if you have low testosterone. So I wanted to bring the food conversation, the nutrition conversation, about halfway through the book. So out of the 13 chapters, this is chapter 8, and we do a deep dive into ketosis for women. And of course, this is something that is front and center and has been front and center in my world for the past 5 or 6 years. When I first started playing around with a ketogenic diet, I was doing it like the guys were doing it. Bacon, butter, burgers, and repeat. You know, bacon with a side of bacon with some extra bacon. And really, this chapter is how to structure a ketogenic diet for a woman. And there are some primary goalposts that we really want to be making sure that we hit as a woman. So I talk about this in the book. We talk about the value of resistant starches. We talk about the value of insoluble fiber and some of the other components of a female-specific ketogenic diet. And as you very well know by now, if you've been listening to Geeky Magics, of course, I've wanted to do part story time. So I want to read you an excerpt from the book, and I want to give you a little bit of a behind the scenes around the excerpt or the chapter itself. So this excerpt that I'm going to read to you is about cholesterol, because this is one of the perhaps most hotly debated, potentially misunderstood molecules. It has been vilified in the past. We've been told to not eat our egg yolks. We've been charged extra for just egg whites at the said, you know, at brunch places. And, you know, we've been told to avoid cholesterol containing foods because of this idea that cholesterol causes cardiovascular disease, or that it causes atherosclerotic processes, where we're starting to see this atherogenic plaquing on the arterial wall. And I wanted to really address this because a lot of people who first come to keto will say, well, what about my cholesterol? Aren't I going to have a heart attack because I'm eating so much fat? And we do discuss some of the different permutations of people who respond to the ketogenic diet. It has been my observation, and I believe that this is also reflected in the literature, that about 80%, 80 to 90%, really depending on where you are in the world, most people have a positive response to implementing a ketogenic diet. Now, there are some genetic factors at play here. There are some people who really are what we call hyper responders, so people who do not metabolize fats properly, specifically saturated fats. But as I mentioned in the book, this really runs at a very low rate in the population, anywhere between 10% and 20%. So I've given you in the book, we actually outline all of the lipid markers that you should be looking for, maybe when you first start your ketogenic diet, and then something for you to monitor over time with your primary health care provider. I've had lots of conversations about this on the podcast. If you want to go back and listen to my conversation with Dr. Ethan Weiss on cholesterol, I think that you'll find that also a really great conversation as well. Okay, so without further ado, here is an excerpt from The Betty Body. And this little subtitle that I'm going to read you is called Cholesterol is Actually Your Fairy Godmother.
I am incredibly bullish on sauna as a therapy for recovery, heart health, and overall aging well. I personally decided on an infrared sauna from Sunlighten because of the range of far wavelengths and near infrared wavelengths that it offers. Saunas help with detoxification and rejuvenation to rid your body of toxins. It helps with heart health by improving circulation, reducing blood pressure, and helping keep the arteries supple. It helps with muscle recovery by easing the tension and soreness to recover faster, and of course, stress reduction. With the warmth and the relaxation of sitting in a sauna, it's crucial for hormonal balance and achieving a state of well-being necessary for a strong physique and a strong mind. If you visit sunlighten.com/better and use code better to get a discount, that is sunlighten, sunlighten.com/better, and use code better at checkout.
Now, I understand that this statement may be shocking to some, especially those of you who grew up in the low-fat, high-carb diet era like I did. We've been told that fat clogs our arteries, it raises our cholesterol, and it primes us for heart attacks. The thing is, our liver produces upwards of 80% of the cholesterol in our bodies. 80%, Betty! That means that modulating your dietary cholesterol up or down is not going to make a major dent in your cholesterol levels. And if you are too aggressive in your cholesterol lowering efforts from your diet, your liver, that wily smart minx that she is, will start to increase her production of cholesterol to make up for the lack of it in your diet. On the contrary, it is in the consumption of excess carbohydrates where we run into a problem. Excess carbohydrate consumption has been shown to upregulate triglyceride production and low-density lipoproteins. These low-density lipoproteins are much more susceptible to oxidative damage and contributing to atherogenesis, or the formation of arterial plaquing. The combination of low fat and high carbohydrate consumption is one of the major contributing factors to cholesterol issues and pre-diabetes. So I think it is high time that we finally sing the praises of cholesterol. It is a necessary structural element in the brain and the nervous system. It is the mother from which all of your sex hormones are made. Your progesterone, your estrogens, your testosterones, and your cortisol are all synthesized from cholesterol. And this is why I'm not a fan of low cholesterol diets over the long term. I think that this dietary approach has been a major failure that still persists today. In one study of over 52,000, like note the N, 52,000 Norwegians, researchers found that women with total cholesterol levels below 195 milligrams per deciliter had a higher risk of death than women with cholesterol levels above that cutoff. Another study published in the American Journal of Medicine found that people over 70 years of age with total cholesterol levels below 160 milligrams per deciliter had twice the risk of death than with those with cholesterol levels between 160 and 199 milligrams per deciliter. And so I go on from there, but you can see that cholesterol has been demonized potentially inappropriately. And while I'm certainly not suggesting that there is a one size fits all for any given nutrition protocol, I think that most of us are more fearful of cholesterol than we really ought to be, because as you heard in the excerpt, it is the major constituent in our brain and our central nervous system. It's very important for our brain in order to function properly. And of course, it is the precursor to our sex hormones and some of our counter-regulatory hormones like cortisol. So I go on in this chapter to outline what a female-centric ketogenic diet is and how long, as a Betty, you should be doing keto. And I'll give you a little spoiler. I am not one of those zealots, if you will, or cult enthusiasts in the low-carb community that thinks that you need to be in ketosis forever, which is probably why I'm not super popular in the community. I know there's a lot of people who agree with me, and there are still several others that do not, but I don't think that women should be in ketosis forever. It is one of the easiest ways to mess up your neurotransmitters, to mess up your sleep, to cause your ovaries to shrink, and to give you the most abnormal menstruation ever. So if those are things that are exciting to you, then by all means, ketosis for life. But as I suspect, that is not true for you. And accordingly, I think that there can be an appropriate application of therapeutic nutrition. Ketosis, a state of ketosis for women that can be used for weight loss, for brain health, for helping with our energy systems become more efficient. But it is something that I have not seen in my client base and in the literature to be relatively healthy for women. So Here's what I would love for you to do. If you have not already, I would love for you to go to your online retailer, whether that's, you know, Amazon or Barnes & Noble or wherever you buy books. And I would love for you to pick up a copy of The Betty Body. And we'll put a link to where you can find it in your country in the show notes. And I would love for you to just have a look through it and see what resonates. There's been so much feedback for women that are like, oh my God, I had no idea that I could pair keto with my menstrual cycle. I had no idea that I could structure my morning routine in this way. And I would love to hear from you. So if you have found the ketogenic diet or the protocols that I outline in the Betty Body to be useful for you, feel free to leave a review or a rating on Amazon if you feel that it is worthy of, whether it's a 5-star rating or it's a review. I would love to see your review, and my team and my publisher, we're all sort of keeping track of the reviews and the ratings that come in. So with that, my dear Betty, I hope that you are having a wonderful, geeky, magical day, and we will see you very soon for our next segment in Geeky Magic. So next week, we're actually going to talk about keto cycling. So we've been talking now about how to structure, you know, a full spectrum therapy, or I should say not full spectrum, but a therapeutic intervention of ketosis where you're consistently in ketosis. And the next chapter, keto cycling for all women, is up on the dock for next week's Geeky Magic. Until then, I love you and I'll see you real soon. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. For those of you who want to continue on this week's Geeky Magic carpet ride with me, visit bettershow.co/show notes. You'll find research, links, summary notes, musings that I prepared in preparation for the podcast, and I often throw in some of my best practices, bonuses, and links. All the juicy bits are in there for you. And now for the obligatory legal and medical disclaimer. This podcast is for general information only, and the advice recommendations we discuss do not replace medicine, chiropractic, or any other primary healthcare provider's advice, treatment, or care. In the consumption of this podcast, there is no doctor-patient relationship formed, and the use and implementation of the information discussed are at the sole discretion of the listener. The information and opinions shared on this podcast are not intended to be a substitute for primary care, diagnosis, or treatment. This episode is brought to you by yours truly, Dr. Stephanie Estima, and Leverage. Leverage handles all production, creates the images that you see on my social media, and takes out all my awkward pauses. They are my secret magic bullet. You can visit them at getleverage.com/better.